Acts 10, verses 34 through 48. So Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him up on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles. For they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days.
The word of the Lord. What a great story. So this is, it's kind of like a little bit of a second Pentecost almost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are your thoughts?
Well, I just love how it's like God shows no partiality. And we hear that, and I don't think we really realize what that might have meant to the people there. Like the Jews. I mean, the Jews and the Gentiles. I think I was reading sometime in the past about how, like, wasn't there some prayer that they would pray, like Jews would pray, they would thank God that they weren't a woman, they would thank God that they weren't a Gentile, and they'd thank God that they weren't a Gentile woman, or something like that.
Yeah,
I mean, there is
this,
like, this, so this whole, you know, a sermonette that he gives is like, there is no partiality. No, this good news has come to both the Jews and to the Gentiles.
Right.
That had to be like, you know, I mean, that had to be hard, maybe hard for some to grasp. And
well,
then,
yeah. So what, the question is this, what is the ministry of the Jewish Messiah, right? And so we believe that Jesus is the Jewish Messiah.
Right.
But because he is the Jewish Messiah, he is the Messiah of the whole world.
Of the whole world.
And I think that's kind of and that's how the blessing of Abraham would be fulfilled.
Right.
How is God going to bless all the nations through the offspring of Abraham? Because Jesus is because the Jewish Messiah, because this offspring is also the Messiah of everyone.
Of everyone. And not just the circumcised, as they said.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so it's a fascinating passage. And I love the setup. We took a little break, you know, because yesterday we had the memory verse, but on Saturday, you know, Jordan just left us in this cliffhanger. We've been setting this up. Cornelius has this vision. Then Peter has a corresponding vision. And then they go all the way from Joppa up to Caesarea. And everybody's gathered around. They're waiting. What is this good news? What is God going to declare? And then Peter just gives this beautiful gospel presentation. Again, kind of like Pentecost.
Right.
Holy Spirit falls on everybody. People believe. They're baptized. It's just this huge revival. And this beautiful moment of God's grace.
Yeah, and I love verse 45. And the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles.
Yeah.
You know, and then ultimately it's just, you know, as he says in verse 43, to him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sin through his name.
And I think that, you know, for us as Americans, we're used to kind of having diverse friendships and relationships, but I think this would be, you know, last Sunday, I talked about the guy in Chad that became a believer, and just how God is using him. Like that guy over there, he is my brother, right? He and I are one in Christ more than, you know, another, you know, white guy from Alabama that isn't a believer is my brother.
Right.
We are more alike. We are more united. Our the deepest loyalty, the deepest foundation, the deepest frame of our like is more akin because it's being formed by the Spirit of Christ mm-hmm. that now dwells within us. We are more akin than, you know, somebody very similar to me.
Well, it's like the Samaritan woman, you know, you read in the sermon.
I'm more like
you know?
Her.
Yeah. Yeah. And look who she was more like and how God used
Jesus
her.
Jesus
like,
you know? They couldn't have been more different. Right. Exactly.
Right.
Same idea. Mm-hmm. And again, yeah, if you've grown up in an environment where there's hyper tribalism and great division, mm-hmm. which is kind of the environment we're in right now, it can be very hard to see these things. But that's what Christians, and that's why we can transcend all of this mm-hmm. tribalism that's all around us. I just pray that we would.
Same.
Well, for Shannon Smith, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737. Or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.